Welcome to The Economy and You, a 5-minute look at how developments in the local economy and financial field impact day-to-day life. The government has announced plans to draft legislation to regulate the microfinance industry. We explore this issue in today's program. I'm Prince Moore. Stay tuned. Over the past few years, Jamaica has seen an increase in the establishment of microfinance firms all across the country. Microfinance firms cater primarily to persons who typically do not meet the financial or personal standards of larger financial organizations, such as the unemployed or persons from low-income groups. Numerous financial analyses have shown, however, that microfinance firms are at high risk for money laundering. And as part of efforts to ensure that Jamaica's financial sector is less susceptible to exploitation via money laundering, the Ministry of Finance is in the process of preparing a microcredit act, which will create an authority to regulate microfinancing firms.
Essentially, this new law will require that these entities be licensed, and it will also provide for measures to protect the consumer. Because they are not licensed or they're not regulated, the prospect of abuse. So essentially the law is going to provide for protection of the consumer in relation to these sorts of lending.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Finance and Planning's Financial Investigations Division, FID, Robin Sykes.
There are a couple of risks relating to money lenders. So for example, that if I wanted to launder some money, right? If I had a big bunch of money that I got from drug trafficking and I want to launder it, I could easily just take a loan from a money lender and pay him off month by month. So now he's going to give me a nice clean check that the proceeds of the loan that I can take to my bank and say, well, I just borrowed this money from XYZ. Here it is, it's legitimate money.
The Microcredit Act will bring the microfinance institutions under the purview of the Proceeds of Crime Act, which imposes stringent measures upon financial institutions to guard against money laundering.
Once the law is in place to license these people, then the government can bring them under the anti-money laundering regime that exists under the Proceeds of Crime Act. All the measures that the anti-money laundering law will impose, like customer due diligence and record keeping and suspicious transaction reporting, these then will allow these entities to protect themselves against being abused for money laundering.
Mr. Sykes notes, however, that the microlenders have expressed strong support for the introduction of the new legislation.
My understanding is that the sector is very willing and very eager to be regulated because, of course, this will give more assurance to the public. The legitimate lenders are very happy to have something that is going to level the playing field. The regulation of this sector then feeds into anti-money laundering measures, because in every jurisdiction you really want to make sure that anybody who is doing financial business is subject to anti-money laundering obligations. But the same way a bank has anti-money laundering obligations, so too should your insurance companies, so too should your securities dealers, and so too your money lenders.
Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Finance and Planning's Financial Investigations Division, FID, Robin Sykes. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned, and we hope you've learned something new. For producer Vaughn Davis, I'm Prince Moore with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of The Economy and You.
Come everybody, make we join the line. Sell it.
Pika has partnered with the JCDC to offer its services at the Independence Village from noon to 6 p.m. August 1 to 5 at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center. Apply for your passport, unconditional landing and extension of stay, or apply for Jamaican citizenship while celebrating our wonderful heritage. Only debit and credit cards will be accepted. Pika at the Independence Village, Rani Williams Entertainment Center, August 1 to 5 from noon to 6.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.